The Knock Summer Youth Festival is for all people between the ages of 18 and 35, and it's on the 23rd to the 26th of July. And it's a four-day festival, so we're going to kick off on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock with registration. There'll be the opening talk, there'll be mime, and there'll be acoustic music that night. And then all day Friday and Saturday is packed with absolutely loads of stuff to do. So you're going to have all different talks with people like Father Conal O'Queen from Galway. You're going to have Father Peter McFerry, Bishop McKeown, Noel Fitzpatrick. And then there's going to be a choice of workshops on each day. And the workshops are really, I suppose, all the different ways that we can praise God and we can pray and we can express our faith in the talents that God has given us. So it's stuff like pray and play with colour and clay and pottery. There's going to be mime, drumming. There'll be a workshop for young parents. There'll be share groups, guided prayer and meditation. On the Friday night then, we're going to have a concert and hip-hop dancers. And the concert is going to be by Elation Ministries, who are a Christian rock band. Saturday night then, we'll have a reconciliation and healing service.
So it sounds like you've got a huge lineup there. But I mean, what happens afterwards? You know, there's a huge buzz around festivals and everybody's excited about it. But then when they go back to their own parishes, how are they going to bring that back?
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant question. And it's something I suppose that came up when we were organising this festival. It's very easy on a weekend like this to do all the stuff that goes on, you know, to sit in adoration or to talk about your faith so openly, to go to mass, to, you know, be in share groups and be praying. But when you get home and maybe you go back to a family who aren't practicing, maybe you go back to friends who aren't open about their faith or aren't into their faith, what happens then? So that's why the Sunday of the festival is themed Let Your Light Shine. And it's basically about, well, what do I do when I go back home? So we have all the youth directors of Ireland on board, and we have the bishops on board, and they've appointed contact people for each diocese. And all the dioceses will meet up on the Sunday in a little group, and they'll discuss the festival, and then they'll discuss what we want to see happening back home in my own parish or my own diocese, and how we can make that happen in a realistic way. So that could be just small things. It could be something as small as wanting to do the readings at Mass or wanting to be involved in the Easter or the Christmas liturgy. It could be like setting up a group for the younger people in your parish. You know, there's so much to do out there, but I think young people have to organise that for themselves.
Yeah, and how do people organise to go to the festival?
Okay, so we're really encouraging bookings. And why we're encouraging bookings is because the festival is priced €70. But what that includes is that includes your accommodation, it includes all your food, so your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, and it also includes all the access to the talks, the workshops and the concerts and everything that's going on over the weekend. So you can go on to our website to book, which is www.knock-shrine.ie/youthfestival, and you'll see booking online, and you'll also see information about the bus routes. Or you can give us a call here at the Shrine, which is 094-938-100, or we have a mobile, which is 087-692-7850.
Yeah. And, I mean, do you think everybody will be coming with the same motivation, or will some people just be going along because maybe their friends are going?
I think a lot of people come for different reasons. I mean, I know there was people that came last year that actually just, you know, somehow seen the poster out of the corner of their eye and said, do you know, I'll go for a look. There might be other people who are really into their faith that want to come to this and celebrate it. Or there might be others that are kind of, I suppose, dragged along by someone else, or, you know, maybe they find themselves kind of questioning things, you know, what's going on with me? Maybe this would help me. There's a lot of different reasons that people come to something like this. But I think it's important that if you think this might be for you, to give it a chance. You know, it's only one weekend out of your whole summer, and it's a weekend very different to anything else that you're going to experience this summer, because I suppose it's a weekend for yourself. You know, it's time out, and it's stepping away from everything that's going on and going to something new and meeting people, I suppose, in a very real atmosphere. You know, we're all so used to maybe going down to the pub on a Friday or Saturday night and meeting up with a gang of friends. But, you know, what happens on Monday then? You're looking forward to the weekend straight away. When you come away to something like this, you're meeting people, I suppose, in a very different atmosphere. You know, and that can do a lot for you.
And what about people, you know, maybe who don't have friends to go with, or who are thinking, or none of their friends are interested in going, and they might be just worried about going on their own?
Yeah, I would say to anyone who is thinking about coming but they don't want to come on their own, get on the bus and come down, because you'll be so surprised how laid back and how easy going it is, and how easy it is to meet people as well. And there will be a lot of, like only yesterday we had a girl on the phone asking, I'm on my own, I don't know, should I go, should I not? And we were just really encouraging her to come along to it, because there'd be so many other people there kind of in the same boat as you. And even every night we're going to have a marquee which is decked out like a cafe, and we'll be going in there and there'll be acoustic music, and there will just be loads of opportunities to get chatting to other people. You won't feel lonely or anything like that.